You ever look at somebody and you're like, phew, I don't know about them. Like, I just, when they did that, I can't trust them. I mean, you have the obvious thing. Like, if somebody steals something from you, obviously you would never trust them again. That's obvious. I don't mean that, but just certain things they do, you're like, phew, I'm done with that kind of person. I don't trust them.
100%.
Okay. Do you have something similar to mine? I have something like this. If somebody invites me to play Candy Crush, still, this is years and years after it came out, but if you still invite me to play Candy Crush
In
or
2017,
Join Your War or whatever your little pinball game is,
Farmville.
poke me on Facebook, another thing, I don't trust you. Like, I'm telling you right now, never trust a person who invites you to play a game on Facebook. Let's just make it generic like
Okay,
that.
so is this the game Never Trust Somebody Who Blanks?
Yeah, like fill in the blank. You can
Okay.
317-239-1009 or Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Just never trust a person who blank.
Do you have any more?
I got a few, but I mean, do you guys have anything to put you on the spot? You got anything you can think of? Never trust a person who blanks.
I've got a couple. Never trust a guy who has his read receipts on.
How does that work? I've heard you talk about this before.
If a guy has his read receipts on iMessage, tells a lot about him. It means he's sensitive. He's going to be the type of guy that's like, "Why aren't you texting me back when it's right away if you're busy?" He's one of those. He's just one of
That's
those.
like
Girls
e that's
know.
like email. Like if I send an email, Alex, hey, please make sure you bring in tacos tomorrow, and it says like, hey, would you like to send a read receipt to them that you saw it, right?
Yeah,
That's
sort
kind
of
of what
like
it
that.
means. Okay.
Yeah, like when it says delivered or it says read.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. So, like, guys that have read receipts on, I'm always like, oh, he's got his read receipts on. This one's going to be a doozy. Never trust someone who takes you into the forest. 99% of the time, he's probably going to murder you. Never trust someone who orders salad at a steakhouse. That's just disrespectful.
Are you kidding me? A salad, like a wedge salad? I had a delicious wedge salad at Harry and Izzy's. It was so good.
That's rabbit food. If you're going to a steakhouse like Harry and Izzy's, 100%, you better be ordering a steak. And never trust someone who posts Snapchat filter screenshots on Instagram. If the picture that you upload to your Instagram account is you with the dog thing on, get out of town. That is so lame, and I just can't. It's not cute. It's just ridiculous. Put that on Snapchat. That is not like a cute, like, Instagram picture. Sorry,
Okay.
girls, you basic.
Hey, good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who's this?
This Paige.
Hey, what's up? Never trust a person who what?
Doesn't like pizza.
Oh
Oh,
no.
I
Well, I'm
agree.
out. I'm out.
Well, that's a good reason. By the way, how can you not like pizza?
I
It's
love the
basic
smell.
cheese, meat, and sauce,
I don't like
tomato.
cheese. It's the cheese that grosses me out. And I'm also really not a tomato sauce person.
I just want to confirm though too, because people don't, you may not know this. Alex is a extremely picky eater. Have you ever actually had a bite of pizza, or you just know you don't like it?
Yes, I have tried it like
Okay.
three times, I think, in my entire life.
Okay.
The last time was fifth grade.
Well, school, was it school pizza?
Yes. No,
School?
it was a
Oh.
Domino's. We had a pizza party. We like did something, and so we got a pizza party from Domino's.
I think if anybody's listening right now that works at a pizza place, you should bring us by a large pepperoni and banana pepper pizza, and we can make sure Alex may not hate pizza. We could try it out.
Yeah, I'm already out at banana peppers,
And
so
if not, I'll take it and eat it for you.
I guess she doesn't trust me.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Cheyenne.
Hey, what's up? What do you say? Never trust a person who blank.
Who sneaks out of your room to have sex with your brother?
Wow, yeah, that would work. That would be one, yeah.
Wait, did that happen to you?
Oh yeah. Oh
Okay,
yeah.
all right, what exactly happened?
Was it a girl or a guy?
It was a girl, and it actually happened with a lot of my friends.
Is your brother hot?
Yeah.
How old
I
is
mean,
he?
I hate to say that. He would be 26.
Is he single?
No.
Oh. Well, why'd you call here
Yeah.
then?
I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
I feel so bad for you though.
Yeah, that
Like,
sucks.
how many of your friends
Yeah.
have banged your brother?
Actually, a lot of my friends, almost all of them.
Almost all of
Holy
them?
crap.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
And the thing is they would sneak out of my room when I was asleep.
Oh gosh.
Oh my God, your brother must be packing
Yeah.
some heat or something
Her
like
brother's like
that.
Zac Efron or
No
something.
Yeah.
kidding. Keyword F right
I want to
there.
see what he looks like.
No kidding. Hey, do us a favor. Can you tweet a photo of your brother, Joe and Alex Show? Like what he looks like?
I know this sounds bad, but I don't have Twitter.
What about Facebook?
I do have Facebook.
Message it. We'll keep it private, but
Radio?
just so I
Yeah.
can approve of him.
IG, we got to see this brother.
Radio Now
Okay.
100.9 or Joe and Alex Show on Instagram, and just send us a photo of your hot brother that all your friends are like, hey.
I got a good one from Alexander on Twitter. He says, at Joan Alex Show, never trust a person who is always on the phone when you're together, but then never text back when not together. Yeah, that is a good one.
317-239-1009.
Austin says, never trust a person who actually likes Alex on the show.
Ouch.
Ouch.